This is an analysis of the story my mother said. In the story, we follow a girl with the name Anne, who grew up with her mother, who is double standard, and her father is handpicked. Anna gets married with a man who cheats on her with a lot of persons, included a male client on his, at his work. And the husband and Anne has two children, and because of his many affairs, she visiting a psychologist. When Anna's mother dies, she finds herself and breaks out of the relationship with her unfaithful husband.
Our main character is named Anne, and she got a very great childhood, and therefore she wants everything her mom doesn't give her when she grows up. And she gets married to a man named Anthony, and they get two kids named Eddie and Andrew. But she figures out that her husband has a lot of affairs with both women and men. But she won't do them because he fights a lot. But then her mom dies and he breaks free and he wants to get a divorce and later a new husband.
Anthony, Anne's husband, he's kind of a jerk. He only thinks of himself. He doesn't see it at Anne's point of view. He don't know the feeling of being jealous.
Lawyer, double standard, is in charge. She's making Anne very confused about how to have a good life. She has the need to be in charge of everything. She might have a bad childhood. Dies in the end and sets her daughter free.
Quote which describes Anne's life very good. Anne wept in a greenhouse. Alice, the girl, Andrew, the boy, found her there. What's going on? They asked. Just married to a man, she said. They stared at her, baffled, and drifted off. This is a quote by Anthony which describes his feelings about Anne.
You're like myself, Anne, he said once, so close to me. We're one and the same person. I'm talking to myself, but I can do it aloud. You don't mind, do you?
This is a quote from the mother, and it's about her feelings about Anthony.
You have to think of that, and then, of course, if you're too choosy, you can miss your chance. And later, no good just holding your nose and jumping, Anne. This is life. Not a hockey game.